Well, you've been very busy, as you always seem to be.
They always find things for me to write about.
Absolutely. And, of course, tomorrow, an event that, you know, the station has a hand in as well, the 20th anniversary of L'Amour Divin. And you were telling us that you're actually on the board for
I'm
this particular event.
I'm on the committee event. For the event. And we've been doing a lot of planning in the last few months to bring many, many great restaurants to this event. This year we're going to have Bistro 83 and Hex Cafe, that's from Avon, and we're going to have Kajowski's, going to have some baked goods there. Everyone loves those. And, you know, they will have a Melt Bar and Grill that people who visit the Avon area has probably tried already. So there's going to be a lot of great food there and a lot of great wine.
I'll say this, as someone who's been there the last 2 years, there's always a lot of food. You mentioned Kondrowski's. They always seem to have like four tables full of all kinds of desserts. So, look, if you enjoy eating, if you enjoy...
Kondrowski's has been around for the entire 20 years. Yeah. They're one of the one few restaurants that's been around from the beginning. So,
how about that?
Yeah.
Well, I certainly enjoy their presence there as well as everybody else's there because the wine's great, the food's great. It's always a great time.
Yeah, it's also a great time. And we're raising money for the Arthritis Foundation. So all the work they do in the community for resources and information for people who are suffering from arthritis. So it's always for a good cause.
Very cool stuff. See, we discussed this briefly last week, but we thought Alcorn was doing us a solid by sending us down to Progressive Field, which he still is, to do our show down there and to do the Budweiser's from the Dugout show down there as well. But little did we know, he's sending us down there because he's actually going to MC this event, and he gets to feast on all that great food you were just talking
about.
Yes,
what I mean, and he also has to try all of the wonderful wines. When I spoke with him today, I said, Tim, are we having wine tomorrow? Because you don't go to L'Amour Divin without having wine. It's a food and wine, or like we like to say, it's a wine and food event.
Yeah. Sounds like a blast. Should be a lot of fun. Craig Adams is actually going to be down there from AM 930 WEOL. He will be calling in during the From the Dugout show to give us some periodic updates as well. He'll also call in at the tail end of Bullseye on the afternoon tomorrow as well. So we will
I'll make a pitch to go over and see Craig. I'll be working this silent auction table where there's going to be a lot of wonderful items that are going to be up for auction. Actually, Nine Round Fitness will have a basket there. So
nice.
If people are interested in checking them out, they can always bid. So it's going to be tomorrow from 6 to 9 at the Avon Oaks Country Club. And I hope a lot of people are going to want to come out.
Very nice. What they should auction off, you should sign one of those boxing gloves. And they should auction that off.
You know, I do have a set of those boxing gloves.
Nice.
You know, they have my name on there, The Beat, Lisa
nice.
The Beat Roberson.
That's very pretty nice. Cool. Every boxer has a nickname like that, and that works out perfectly.
Yes.
Yeah, very cool stuff. Well, we mentioned that you've been very, very busy. I know Elyria Teens Achieving Success is a program that we had discussed at least a little bit before. It was a couple weeks back we had talked about it. Now, it sounds like they were able to receive a little bit more financial assistance. They received another grant. However, they're still looking for a little bit more help, even though their financial situation is a little better than they were expecting this time of the year. What kind of details do you have on that?
Well, for a full year for the Elyria Teens Achieving Success is about $125,000. Recently, they received a state grant from the Ohio Department of Youth Services for $45,000 for 1 year. And DYS, if people don't know, they run the youth correctional facilities. So giving a grant out to organizations that keep kids out of the juvenile justice system may seem a little counterproductive. But, you know, if you've ever dealt with kids in the juvenile justice system, it's all about how you want to prevent and rehabilitate people. So they want to hope that these programs like Elyria Teens Achieving Success can do that. And so this grant's going to be used to kind of ramp up the after-school program that they just started. It started last week. They have 48 kids in the program. They have a waiting list. Stacy Starr, who runs the program, said the program has gained so much popularity with Elyria schools that they have to turn students away, which I think is a fantastic idea.
Well, sure. And I mean, it's kind of a good problem to have, only because, look, I mean, obviously it's a very good program. People want to be a part of that, so clearly, it's a good problem to have, but I think with some more funding, you can certainly do some more with that, or maybe you can find some more activities and some more space to open things up so
yes.
you can stop
and
turning
so
kids
the
away.
The program was designed for the at-risk students, you know, those students who are in danger of dropping out or not graduating, and so they kind of want to envelop them in these services after school to kind of keep them off the streets during those danger hours when they have, you know, all this idle time on their hands. But the popularity of the program has spiked so that there's honor students and just, you know, good old-fashioned kids who just want to get in there because they want to be a part of what the program is doing and some of the great work that's going on there.
Again, we're talking with Lisa Roberson on our local beat with Lisa of the Chronicle-Telegram here on 9-Round Kickbox Fitness, or actually brought to you by 9-Round Kickbox Fitness here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Sticking with some of the same types of stories here, I mean, you wrote one about the donations to the Elyria City Schools, and that was discussed during a board meeting. What are some of the details on how much is donated each year and how much effect that has on the school itself?
Well, this is one of those stories that I've always thought was a cool thing. I attend school board meetings regularly, and nearly every time I'm there, the board takes time to accept and thank someone for a gift to the district. And I thought it would be nice to kind of count up all the dollars and give a good that are given to students in Elyria. You know, we're talking scholarships and individuals who pay for field trips, both local and out of state, school supplies, backpacks, clothes, and books, you name it. People in Elyria really step up to make sure Elyria kids have what they need to be successful. And my story just kind of serves as a reminder that there continues to be people in the community that care.
Yes, it's a nice reminder that there are some good people out there, despite some of the things that you might see on the news. And obviously the news these days isn't always positive, but it's nice to know that there are some really good things that are being done. You wrote something interesting also about Issue 6. There's going to be a town hall on October 23rd, correct? So we're still looking at about a month away from this happening. But for those who aren't aware with some of the details of Issue 6, what it is and why it's being reviewed, why is it that this is being brought back up on October 23rd?
Issue 6 is the city's 0.5% income tax increase that voters passed back in March of 2016, I believe it was. And this was like the first time voters have passed for an increase in 20 years. Now, to put that into perspective, the last time voters approved an income tax increase, that was the year Ross Perot announced he was running for president.
Wow. Some time ago.
And Miley Cyrus was like just coming into the world. So.
And now Hannah Montana's all grown up.
No kidding, she is.
So, you know, that's the longevity of like the city's fight to get the people to increase the income tax. And so the first time it passed was in 2016, and it was earmarked for very specific reasons. And so this meeting that's going to be set for 7 p.m. on October the 23rd in the Elyria High School Performing Arts Center, it's going to give residents an update on where that money is going and how it's being managed and what kind of projects they can see. So the money is used mainly for police, parks, and road repairs, and building repairs, and equipment purchases. So they'll kind of lay out what's been going on with the money.
Yeah, and I know those are some items that we've discussed before, and I mean, certainly they're worth bringing back up again, no question about that. Now, it was phrased a town hall meeting, right?
Yes.
Okay, now, there's a difference when you call it a town hall meeting, because is that more of like an open discussion? Is that why they phrase it as such?
Yes, that's the reason why they're calling it a town hall, because they want it to be an open discussion. I mean, you'll have all of the city council members there, so all 11 will be there. You know, their mayor, law director, finance director will be there. So it's going to be a public meeting, you know, the same way they would have any other city council meeting. But they kind of want residents to show up and ask questions, you know, and not be afraid to ask for the information.
What exactly is the issue? Say, so you said it's coming up again on the ballot. What's it to extend it?
No, it's not coming up on the ballot. Okay. It just passed in March of 2016.
That makes sense, yes.
It's a 5-year income tax increase. Okay. So this is kind of like we're just in the beginning of like this is the first full year of spending.
Okay.
And this gives the city an additional about $6.2 million a year to do projects.
As a community, one of the reasons to have the community is it's sort of to find out things that the people want too and kind of base it around that or no?
Yeah, and they want to be accountable to the people, you know, it took so long to get an income tax passed. They want to just make sure they remind people that they're using the money specifically as, you know, it was outlined in the issue. They're going to hire police officers with it. They're going to fix roads with it. They're going to do projects to a number of the buildings, you know, they would need a new roof or a new driveway, things like that, that the city needs that they have.
Lisa Roberson with the Chronicle-Telegram is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Her appearance is brought to you by 9-Round Kickbox Fitness. You wrote a really cool story on the Oakwood Elementary School and the experience they had kind of in conjunction with National Hispanic Heritage Month. Sounds like they had a nice little fiesta, that fourth grade class, and it sounds like everybody involved had a pretty good time.
Yeah, they had a really good time, and you know, they had me at free food when they told me I can come up with some Puerto Rican food. I was like, I'm there.
What did they have for you there?
They had, oh gosh, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, I know, pastelillos, I believe, and like rice and beans, and so... Or maybe they're pigeon peas. I'm sorry if I'm messing this all up.
It was
delicious. It doesn't matter if I can pronounce it. It was delicious. So it was made from Mi Casa. It was a restaurant that's in Lorraine. Nice. And they provided the food for the students. And it was actually really good. And it was a good cultural experience. You know, they made salsa. And they, you know, they had some geography lessons. And, you know, they even had some police officers from Lorraine and Elyria that, you know, let the kids test out the sirens and all the lights. And trust me, those kids worked the sirens.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's something every kid loves. Oh, what were some of the things they learned? Was it basically just sort of, I mean, I know you mentioned geography and things of that nature, but just sort of to inform them a little bit more about
that? Yeah, just inform them a little bit more. The Hispanic and Latino population is growing in Elyria schools. And often when people think of Hispanic and Latino population, they're more heavily concentrated in Lorain. You know, there they have many families from Puerto Rico. They have many families from Mexico. They have many families from Spanish-speaking countries. I mean, it's such a growing minority in Lorain that the Lorain school superintendent, Jeff Graham, last year, he gave his State of the Schools address in English and Spanish.
Yeah, I remember that.
So they always try to incorporate that. So Elyria wants to take those steps towards being a more inclusive district and letting all families know they're welcome. So they do this by holding these kind of events. They've also worked with like Oberlin College to find translators when needed. You know, this year they needed someone who can speak Mandarin, Chinese, and Turkish.
Wow.
Because they have, you know, students who speak those languages.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
So they say they have about 140 students this year that speak either little to no English or English is their second language. So they're seeing an increase in, you know, these students who need services.
Nice. Hey, and if you're in fourth grade, you got to love a fiesta.
That's
the truth.
Fiestas are fun at any age, fourth grade, fifth grade, whatever. It's always a good time if a fiesta is involved. Well, before we cut you loose, we know that tomorrow you'll actually be at L'Amour Devine. And what else do you have working for us throughout the course of the week?
Well, I'm on a hunt for some good stories, so I'm hoping some people can give me a call, give me an email, let me know what's going on. This morning I was over at Oven 51, which is the new pizza place down here in Elyria, and I had some donuts and coffee. The donuts were delicious, by the way. And while I was there, I spoke with the owner, Tyler Pigott, who was talking about his experiences as a small business owner. And I think that's an interesting conversation that could turn into a story of just some of the things he's learned in the last month that he's been open that he said he wouldn't have known. I'm also hoping to talk to an Elyria family that's dealing with immigration deportation and the imminent loss of one of their family members. This man, Pedro Hernandez Ramirez, has been in the country for 15 years. He has a valid work permit, and he has a partially approved for a green card, but he also has a plane ticket to go back to Mexico on Thursday.
Jeez.
And he is the primary caregiver for his wife's severely handicapped child. So if he is deported on Thursday, then it leaves his family trying to figure out how to care for this adult male who's wheelchair bound and has severe medical issues that Pedro really steps up and takes care of the family.
Sounds like an interesting story.
Yeah. Well, make sure you pick up the Chronicle. Read all about it heading into the weekend. Lisa, always a pleasure to have you in studio. Have a glass or two of wine in our honor tomorrow, since we won't be there.
I will definitely have a glass.
We'll be at the baseball game, so we'll have a glass or two, maybe of something too.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe I'll drop your name on a silent auction sheet or two, so we can raise some money for the Arthritis Foundation.
That's very nice of you. We'll see how much the bank account appreciates that.
We'll make that work somehow, some way.
I'm sure you guys are in
put
the
Bull's name on it. Yeah.
Or you're in for some jewelry because Peter and Company is going to be having some wonderful pieces that they're going to be auctioning off. I mean, there's some things that, you know, you might want.
There's always some great trips, I think, on there, too, that I usually end up seeing.
And golf outings and, you know, just a lot of wonderful stuff this year.
Cool. Very cool stuff. Looking forward to that tomorrow.